Hello, everyone. This is Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator with Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Senior Formulation Chemist with Colonial, and today we're talking about formulation number 2051, and this is the Daily Facial Cleanser. It is sulfate-free, and when I asked you, I was like, which one can we talk about? I had made a label for this one, and I was like, why have we not done this facial cleanser yet?
Yeah, I didn't realize it wasn't on the website. That's weird.
So this has one of our favorite ingredients. I would say two at this point. It has sugarinate 160NC and Colamoist 200.
Can't go wrong.
So the sugarinate 160NC is, of course, the sodium lauryl glucoside hydroxypropyl sulfonate. And that is the primary ingredient in this one.
Yes. So completely non-irritating to the skin. You know, you look for a sulfate-free cleanser because you want something that's really gentle and mild, especially for a face cleanser that you're going to be using around your eyes and on more sensitive skin. But not all the sulfate-free alternatives are mild on the skin. So,
And this one is non-drying. Like, it doesn't leave your face.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I've tried some sulfate-free cleansers that, you know, after a week or so of using it, my skin starts getting really, like, dried out and irritated.
Yeah, and then to also, so we know the 160NC does need a little bit of help with the foam. So we've added cocoa middle purple hydroxysultane.
Yeah, that helps boost up the foam and also build viscosity. Then we also have the sodium cocoal glutamate in there, co-surfactant to help boost up the foam.
Right, and the sultane that we used was just our regular Colateric CBS, but do you think you could take out the sodium cocoa glutamate and maybe do like a CBSHP or one of the other Colaterics?
So you could replace the glutamate with you know, another anionic, like maybe a sulfyl succinate or a taurate, just another, you know, foam boosting co-surfactant like that. If you wanted to get higher viscosity, you could replace the CBS with the CBSHP like you were talking about. Because this is, you know, on the lower side, it's only 1,500 to 3,000 centipoise.
Right.
I like a lower viscosity face wash.
Yeah, it is a face wash.
But you could replace that with the high-performance grade to bring that up a bit if you wanted.
Okay, and so then we also have our Colamoist 200, which is the hydroxypropyl bis hydroxyethyl dimonium chloride. And that just has a really nice feel, like moisturization on the face, and then continues.
Yeah, that is, I mean, we talked about the sugarinate 160 and see it doesn't irritate the skin, but having the Colamoist 200 in there keeps the skin hydrated so you don't get dried out. And I think that's another problem with some of the ones that I've tried is that, you know, maybe they're using glycerin or something as the humectant, and that just washes down the drain. Mm-hmm. The Colamoist 200 is actually cationic, so it's going to hang on to the skin and give you the long-lasting moisturization.
And then we also have another one of our products, which is the Cola Liquid DC. That is the Cocamide Dipa.
Mm-hmm.
That, I feel like we don't use that a lot in some of our personal care formulations.
Yeah, I don't know why we haven't talked about that one a whole lot. It's really easy to work with. This whole formula is cold processed, by the way. Very easy to put together. So the Cola Liquid DC does come in a liquid form. Helps to build up the viscosity and also gives it a nice emollient feel.
And then we just have a little bit of preservative in here. And then we have a tiny bit of fragrance. A lot of people do load up formulations with a lot of fragrance to cover up because they think the surfactant smell, but this is only 0.1. So these don't really have a smell to them.
Yeah, the you could take the fragrance out here altogether if you wanted. I mean, the formula does have a very mild odor, so you could go fragrance-free. You don't want to load up a face cleanser with a ton of fragrance because people are more sensitive to that.
It can be
irritating.
Is your face, do you think your face is sensitive to fragrance?
Not really. I'm not that sensitive to a lot of stuff.
I don't know. I think mine might be, but who knows? Sensitive in general.
Let's not find out.
So this is clear. I think I'm going to reset that. Okay, but So this is clear. It has a low viscosity, but again, it is a facial cleanser. It is sulfate-free, and it is entirely cold mixable. So just one pot.
pH balanced for skin, I forgot to say that.
Yes, that is the thing these days. It is formulation number 2051. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but ready to help you and anyone with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.